All right, patient's name is Tom Lovelace, 22430, 1128, the Harrison, ALCC Falls, HPI, 94-year-old gentleman who continues to have multiple falls in his room, period. He had a fall this morning, found at bedside, and then before lunch he was again found on the floor, and staff had to assist him in getting up, period. Patient ambulates with a walker. He is now forgetting to use it as he gets out of bed or gets up from his couch. And whenever he does, it results in a fall, period. This has become not only a daily event, but multiple times daily, period. Patient has a diagnosis of, unspecified dementia that is advanced. And I think there's been a recent change where he appears to be in stage, period. Patient has gait instability even when he's got his walker. He has word apraxia. He will start talking and then just kind of blanks out, doesn't know what to say, and kind of mumbles a little bit and puts bits of words together. It's generally doesn't make sense, period. And there's a part of him in his facial expression that you can tell he's aware of what's going on, period. He's a very sweet gentleman, cooperative, and when he speaks, he's trying to minimize what happened and just brush it away as just one of those things, period. And he has a couple of sons who seem to be in denial about patient's state cognitively and how it's reflected in his gait, his weight, and generally multiple other things, period. And when I spoke with the patient, he states that he just doesn't think about using a call light or he forgets it, period. Diagnoses, advanced unspecified dementia, most likely vascular. Okay, patient's diagnoses. I'm going to go ahead and just get back in there, so kind of make this make sense. Let's see, hypertension, osteoarthritis, restless leg syndrome, BPH, depression, medications are Abilify 5 milligrams QD, Coreg 6.25 milligrams QD, Imdur 30 milligrams QD, Protonix 20 milligrams BID, Miralax QD, Requip 3 milligrams, 2 tabs HS, Zoloft 50 milligrams QD, Ambien 6.25 milligrams HS, Senna, 1 tab BID PRN, allergies PCN, code status DNR, diet is regular, and hospice is traditions, general, patient seen in room. He was well-groomed. He was standing in the doorway of his bedroom into the living room. He made eye contact. It was quiet. And so I just told him I wanted to make sure he was okay, and asked him how the fall happened. And he said he really couldn't remember, except that he wanted to get up, and the next thing he knew, he was on the floor and then couldn't get up on his own, period. So he denied having any pain now, and there was no skin tears, etc., found by staff. Musculoskeletal, his gait is slow. He is using his walker. He makes his way to the couch to sit and is able to then later use it appropriately as a support to stand. He has no lower extremity edema. And his skin is dry and there's some flaking. He has some old small skin tears that are healing on his forearms and some abrasions on his shins. A&P number one, fall follow-up. Talk to your patient again about using the call light. He has a pendant. It takes nothing, no effort. It's right there. And that in particular, it seems to be problematic. Every morning he falls, getting up out of bed on his own. And I suggest maybe placing the walker right at bedside so when he sees it, he has to remember that he's got to use something to get up, period. And then next is social. I requested Slums testing be done by the DON, and I'll have that available next week. And we'll talk with patient's sons. The two that are doctors just don't believe that he should be in memory care. Not only is there denial, there's, I think, some unintentional arrogance that this can't happen. And I think the patient feels some of that secondary sense of embarrassment, period. And he also had his son-in-law and grandson and his wife and great-grandchild come and visit him tonight. They were in the lobby, seated on the couch. It took a while for patient to be able to navigate getting into the area they were sitting and being able to sit down on his own safely. He appeared a little unsteady. And then getting up again was a trial for him. Patient was not able to hold conversation. He was more just mumbling, and it was difficult to understand. And he was having difficulty hearing what was being said. So he ended up leaving early and returning to his room, period. Okay, A&P number one, gait instability with daily falls and injuries. We'll have to troubleshoot with staff as to what to do to try to minimize these. He's had minor injury, but the concern is he's having enough falls for a major injury to happen. Number two, progressive dementia to severe. Family, in particular, two sons in denial, and we'll address that after a Slums test is done, which I'm sure patient will not do well on. Previously, it was them waiting for a UA, as they believed a UTI was the cause of what was going on, and that returned clear and not reflexed for culture, period. And next is general care. I reassured patient that we want the best for him and want to encourage him to ask for help, that there was nothing wrong with that, period. 99350 and direct contact with family, 10 minutes.